الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Attar's noble father. Supplication of the successor to Amir Ahlu Sunnah. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to this 19-page booklet, Attar's noble father, which comprises of a biography of my noble grandfather, make him and his family members pious worshippers and true devotees of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Salat. The beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated, "Whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Almighty and His angels send 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty and His angels send 100 mercies upon him. Whoever recites 100 Salat upon me, Allah Almighty and His angels send 1,000 mercies upon him, and the fire will not touch his body." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A person from Colombo, Sri Lanka, mentions that he saw a devotee of the Crown of the Saints, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, who was a committed reciter of Qasida Ghawsiya. This devotee was from Pakistan's famous city of Karachi and an employee of the STR Salih Muhammad Company in Colombo. This individual would also lead prayers in the absence of the appointed Imam in the Grand Hanafi Memon Masjid. He oversaw the organizational affairs of the masjid for a lengthy period of time and gained the felicity of offering great service to the masjid. Allah Almighty placed such an effect in his tongue that when he would sit on his bed and recite the litany of Qasida Ghawsiya, his bed would levitate above the ground. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and grant us forgiveness without account for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Do you know who this devotee of the Crown of the Saints and reciter of Qasida Ghawsiya was? This pious personality was the noble father of the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Haji Abdul Rahman bin Abdul Rahim Awari Wala. In 1979, Amir Ahlus Sunnah travelled to Colombo to attend the wedding of his sister's son, Abdul Qadir. On that occasion, the late husband of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's maternal aunt, Haji Ahmad Paghi, related to him the account of his father's bed levitating during the recital of Qasida Ghawsiya. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction to Qasida Ghawsiya. O devotees of the Crown of the Saints, this Qasida Ghawsiya is from the blessed tongue of the Crown of the Saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. In our lofty Qadiriyya spiritual order, it is a source of attaining outward and inward wealth. In fact, the follower of any spiritual order can gain benefit by it. It comprises of 29 verses. Reciting it daily is very beneficial. 10 blessings of Qasida Ghawsiya. Number 1. Tasghir al-Khalaik, i.e. inclining people's hearts towards oneself. It is very beneficial in this regard and is a means of gaining proximity in the court of Allah Almighty. Number 2. Its recital strengthens the memory. Number 3. The one who recites it gains inner sight with regards to reading Arabic text. Number 4. It should be recited once daily for 40 days for every difficulty. InshaAllah, one will be granted success. Number 5. Whoever frames it and places it before himself, where his glance falls upon it, and recites it 3 times will be accepted in the court of the Crown of the Saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. and will be blessed with a vision of him, insha'Allah. Number 6. It is beneficial to recite it 3 or 5 times for every illness and pain. Number 7. A barren woman should have it recited 41 or 21 times and have the reciter blow onto water which she should store safely in a bottle, etc. She should drink a small amount daily, insha'Allah, through the blessings of the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, she will conceive a male child. Number 8. Insha'Allah, for the expulsion of recalcitrant jinn from a possessed person, it should be recited and the reciter should then blow on oil, which can thereafter be rubbed on the body of the patient. Number 9 and 10. It should be recited daily for salvation from an oppressor. Insha'Allah, one will attain safety from that oppressor. Similarly, other enemies will be repelled also. Insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction to the Noble Father of Attar. The name of the Noble Father of Attar was Haji Abdul Rahman bin Abdul Rahim. He was born in the town of Kutiana in the Junagar area of India, prior to the partition of Pakistan in 1908 CE. The paternal grandfather of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Abdul Rahim was a humble personality and worked as a teacher in a school. Favoured name of Allah Almighty. The name of the noble father of Attar was Abdul Rahman, which is a very blessed name. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, indeed the most beloved of your names to Allah are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Was the noble father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah a Qadiri? Some Islamic brothers write Qadiri with the name of the father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Haji Abdul Rahman. In this regard, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, states, I do not know whether my father gave an oath of allegiance in the Qadiri spiritual order or who his spiritual guide was. There is no elder brother or sister of Amir Ahlus Sunnah alive to confirm this. However, in accordance with the proverb, that which is common on the tongues of the people is found to be true, it is possible that he was a Qadiri, just as it was mentioned at the beginning that he would diligently recite Qasida Ghawsiya, Wallahu A'lamu Bis-Sawab. Allah Almighty knows best that which is correct. Arrival of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's parents to Pakistan. After the establishment of Pakistan, amongst the large number of Muslims that emigrated there were the noble parents of Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Initially, they stayed at Hyderabad, Sindh, Pakistan for approximately 3 months. Thereafter, they shifted to Bombay Bazaar in the Kharadar area of Karachi, where Amir Ahlus Sunnah was born. The noble father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah started working in a factory owned by a company that also had a branch in Colombo. After only some days, he was transferred to Colombo. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The habitual practices of the noble father of Attar. Approximately 1.5 or 2 years after the birth of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, his father passed away in Jeddah. A detailed account is mentioned ahead. When Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, grew up, a neighbor mentioned very favorable impressions about his noble father. He informed him that his father was a pious individual who kept a fist-length beard in conformity to the Sunnah. He would walk with his gaze mostly lowered and would mention a hadith whilst speaking. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, states, I have heard in my home about my father that he was a straightforward, uncomplicated, honorable person whom people would talk into giving them money. Therefore, he was unable to save anything. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Introduction to the family. There is no information about the number of brothers and sisters Amir Ahlus Sunnah's noble father had or their names. However, Abdul Rahman himself had three sons and three daughters. The oldest son was called Abdul Ghani. The middle son was called Abdul Aziz. He passed away at approximately 6 months of age. And the youngest was Muhammad Ilyas Qadri. As for the three daughters, one resided in Colombo and two in Pakistan. The eldest was named Khatija Bai. Bai in the Memani tongue is a word of respect, just as Bahai is for men. The one younger than her was called Fatima Bai, and the youngest was called Zahra Bai. Amir Ahlus Sunnah is the smallest of all his siblings. Perhaps it is for this reason that his noble mother would affectionately call him Babu. Passing of his noble father. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakat Mul Aliya, was born on the 26th of Ramadan, 1369 AH, corresponding to the 12th of July, 1950 CE. In 1370 AH, corresponding to 1951 CE, his father set off for Hajj. Amir Ahlus Sunnah would have been approximately 1.5 or 2 years old. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakat Mul Aliya, relates the occurrence of his noble father's departure for Hajj by way of his elder sister. I also went with the other members of my family to the airport to bid farewell to my father. In those days, circumstances were peaceful and orderly, and travellers would be seen off right next to the plane, the way that bus and train passengers are seen off nowadays. I had a fever at the time my father departed, and I was wrapped in a pink shawl. I would continue to see that pink shawl for quite some time after growing up. The blessings of the supplication of Mawlana Hashmat Ali Rahmatullahi Alayh. My father reached the blessed land of Hijaz. During the days of Hajj, intense scorching winds were experienced in Mina. Many Hujjaj passed away and many others were lost. The noble father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah was from amongst those who were lost. After a long period of searching, when he was not found, a travelling companion of his mentions that Khalifa of the Reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, the Lion of the Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Hashmat Ali Khan Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayh, was present for Hajj that year. We presented ourselves before him, mentioned the whole situation and pleaded, supplicate that Haji Abdul Rahman is found. The Shaykh supplicated and said, he will be found, insha'Allah. Finally, he was found in a hospital in Jeddah in a serious condition, having been struck by the scorching winds. He could not recover and passed away in that state on the 14th of Zulhijjah Tul Haram, 1370 AH. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Devotion to the people of Allah Almighty. The friend of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's noble father states, if only we had not merely asked for Shaykh Hashmat Ali Khan Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayh to supplicate that Haji Abdul Rahman be found, but that he be found in well-being and reach his family and children. It is not far-fetched that the supplication would have been answered and he would have reached home. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. May Allah Almighty shower his mercy on the grave of the father of Attar, Haji Abdul Rahman. MashaAllah, how fortunate he was that he passed away during Hajj. A great virtue is mentioned in the noble hadith concerning the person who passes away whilst performing Hajj. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, whoever leaves for Hajj and passes away, the reward of Hajj will be recorded for him until the day of judgment. Glad tidings of forgiveness without account. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever exits on the path of Hajj or Umrah and dies will neither be presented nor accounted. It will be said to him, enter paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The grace of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the noble father of Attar account. The elder sister of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Fatima Bai, who passed away on Friday, the 26th of Zulhijjah 1439 AH, corresponding to the 7th of September 2018 CE, witnessed a blessed dream after their father's death. She states, I saw that my father appeared with a very radiant, lofty personality, and taking my hand, he started to say, my daughter, do you recognize them? This is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, expressing immense compassion, stated, you are very fortunate. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them and grant us forgiveness without account for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Inheritance of the noble father of Attar. The father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah left a 120 yards plot of land in Adamji Nagar, Karachi, as inheritance. At that time, the area was completely uninhabited. When Amir Ahlus Sunnah grew up, he went to view it with his elder brother, Abdul Ghani. A book of their father, Tazkiratul Awliya, in which his name was written, remained with Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Meeting of Amir Ahlus Sunnah with a friend of his noble father, account. A friend of Amir Ahlus Sunnah lived in the Federal B area, Karachi. Once he came to Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, in Shaheed Masjid Karadar, Karachi, where he would lead prayers. He informed him, I am a friend of your father. Come to my home sometime. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, did not meet him again and was unable to ascertain his address. Otherwise, further details about his noble father could have been learnt through him. Memories of his noble father perturbed by his young heart. Account. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, states, once during my childhood, I was in the veranda of our home. In my young heart, the thought arose that all the children call someone Bapa Bapa, i.e. say Father Father and cling to their father. Then their father lifts them up, seats them in his lap and shows them affection. He gives them sweets and sometimes toys. If only my father was in my home, so I could hug him and he would show me affection. Thinking this, my small heart overflowed and I began to cry involuntarily. Hearing my cry, my elder sister came and took her small orphan brother in her lap and began to comfort him. A reason for overwhelming sorrow. The heart of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, the world-renowned spiritual personality who grew up as an orphan in a state of poverty, is overcome by a state of sorrow on the most part. Love for one's family members, parents and siblings is a necessary part of human nature. His father passed away in his childhood. He was raised up in poverty. Due to continued destitution, he had to begin working at an early age. The sole provider for the family, his noble father passed away whilst he was in his infancy. And then His elder brother died in a train accident. Thereafter, the most loving person for a child, his mother, passed away too. This shocking grief and pain left such effects on the heart that it was rent to pieces. In this state, he even penned words of poetry expressing his helplessness in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Burial of his noble father. It is said that many Hajj pilgrims died from the severe scorching winds in the year that Amir Ahlus Sunnah's father passed away. He passed away on the 14th of Zulhijjah and was laid to rest in a graveyard in Jeddah. May Allah Almighty cover him with mercy. Corruption of words in the Maimun tongue. As in other languages, words and names are corrupted in the Maimuni tongue also. There is a need for particular caution in relation to Quranic words and Arabic names. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah states, Mu'adhallah, some members of the Maimuni community say Ad-Rehman in place of the name Abdul Rahman. This should not be done. Rather, a name should be pronounced as it is. Abdul Rahman is a beautiful and sacred name due to the blessed ascription to Allah Almighty within this name. People should show it great etiquette. Attachment to ancestral village. The ancestral village of the parents of Amir Ahlus Sunnah is Kutiyana in Junagar, area of Gujarat, India. A person has a natural attachment to his ancestral village. The Shaykh Damud Barakatmul Aliyah has never been to his ancestral village. Responsible brothers from Dawat-e-Islami once went there and arranged a program of conveying reward to the noble mother of Amir Ahlus Sunnah. A video was produced and aired on Madani Channel's widely acclaimed Madani Muzakara. Amir Ahlus Sunnah remarked, "I liked it a lot. If only I could also visit my ancestral village." It should be remembered that the grave of the noble mother of Amir Ahlus Sunnah is in Mewa Shah Graveyard in Karachi. Effect of parents' piety. Allah Almighty has mentioned an account concerning the preservation of the buried wealth of the two orphans at the hands of Sayyiduna Khizr alayhi salam in Surah Al-Kahf, in the 15th juz of the Noble Quran. The detailed account of this can be studied in Tafsir Siratul Jinan or Maktabatul Madina's booklet Pur Asrar Khazana. In the exegesis under this account, it is mentioned that the 7th or 10th great-grandfather of these orphans was a pious individual. Due to the blessings of his piety, after 7 or 10 generations of his progeny was graced. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatmul Aliyah is a great religious personality of this era. The blessed mention of his noble mother is found in the booklet, Attar's Noble Mother. She was a pious lady who would arrange the Gyarmi of the Crown of the Saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayhi, every month. She was devout and fearful concerning the rights of creation. The noble father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah was also pious. It is not far-fetched that the lofty position he has in the world today is due to the pious deeds of his parents. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma states, "Indeed, Allah Almighty rectifies the children and onward progeny of a person due to his piety and protects his children and neighbors so that they dwell in the protection and safety of Allah Almighty." Amir Ahlus Sunnah's religious services. The religious services of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatmul Aliyah are well known and appreciated. love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sunan, and the true path of Ahlus Sunnah as exemplified by the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, have all been spread widely through his efforts. Hundreds of thousands of young men have adopted beards, worn imamas, and begun leading lives that are in accordance with the Sunnah. Hundreds of thousands of women folk have repented from unlawful fashions and unveiling an adopted Islamic veil. May Allah Almighty keep this garden cultivated by Amir Ahlus Sunnah, blooming until the Day of Judgment through the blessings of the beauty of Medina. May Allah Almighty convey its reward in abundance to His noble parents, who are in fact our benefactors. May Allah Almighty grant other parents the ability to follow the path of Allah Almighty and His Messenger and bring up their children upon it, also for the sake of the noble parents of Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Blessings of being a disciple and devotee of the noble Qadiri spiritual order. The crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, Allah Almighty has promised me that He will enter my disciples into paradise. Masjid Fizane Abu Attar. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islam is Majlis Khuddamul Masajid Wal Madaris has built thousands of masajid worldwide. Due to Allah Almighty's grace, according to the performance data for 1st June 2024, approximately 1.5 to 2 masajid are being prepared daily. In some place, a plot is being purchased. At another place, a masjid is being opened. Elsewhere, a masjid is being constructed, and somewhere prayers have begun. For the conveyance of reward to the noble father of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Haji Abdul Rahman, a masjid has been constructed under the name Fizane Abu Attar in the Soweto township of Johannesburg, South Africa. The chairperson of Dawat-e-Islami's Central Executive Committee, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari Muddazilul Ali, mentions approximately 2 non-Muslims. There is a non-Muslim population nearby accept Islam on a daily basis in this masjid. The Imam of this masjid was also previously non-Muslim. A few years ago, he embraced Islam, memorized the noble Quran, and then became a Madani by completing the Dars-e-Nizami Ice Scholar course. Now he is Imam of Masjid Fizane Abu Attar. Sincere advice. Alhamdulillah, the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is a great spiritual personality embodying knowledge in this era. Through his blessings, many non-Muslims have embraced Islam and the lives of many Muslims have been transformed. So they have begun travelling on the path of the Sunnah. Desirous of good for other Muslims, our sincere counsel is that you should also give oath of allegiance to Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, and through him become a disciple of the spiritual order of the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. If you are already the disciple of a spiritual guide, you can gain the felicity of an oath of allegiance, of blessing, and become a devotee. Also arrange the same for your children and members of your family. In fact, prepare every acquaintance of yours for this pious deed. Nothing has to be spent to become a disciple, but a vast treasure of reward comes into one's hands and countless blessings in this world and the hereafter. Become a disciple via WhatsApp. To become a disciple or make someone else a disciple, WhatsApp the name, father's name and age to +92 32 126 26 11 2. No calls are received on this number, so send these details in written form only. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.